Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
I'll tell you what, to all my listeners, if dinosaurs make noises, that's something. If you're thirsty, that's something. You're thirsty for Between the Ropes Radio, and of course, Between the Ropes Radio is back on this Thursday night, December the 13th, 2018. I'm your boy, of course, Ty Asbury, and tonight, it's Thirsty Thursday night, and why? My live guest, Darkness Beauty, a queen from Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling. My live guest tonight here on the show is Miss Mandy Scarlett, and she is live tonight. And Miss Mandy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific, Miss Mandy. Most importantly, thank you for taking time out to be on the show, and it's an honor to have you.
Thank you. No problem.
Of course, and most importantly, how you doing? And I remember we were talking before the show started. You said to mention you're in Florida, in which you're lucky, and I'm here in cold New Jersey. So I pretty much am jealous, I should say.
it's not that great right now. Right now it's kind of it's nice outside, but it's really like gloomy and whatever. Not fun. There's no sun.
Yeah. Well, of course, Miss Mandy, of course, tonight's theme is, of course, Thirsty Thursday night, which all your fans are thirsty to hear what you have to say about, you know, wrestling, managing, anything else that goes on here in Between the Ropes Radio. And as always, if you are ready for some interview time, you ready to get down and have interview time here in Between the Ropes Radio?
Yeah, definitely.
Of course, I have to ask you, of course, it being Thursday, and we're an inch closer to Friday and the week being over. So I got to ask you, tomorrow, of course, being Friday, what's one thing that you're looking forward to?
For it to be the weekend, actually.
Yeah.
Ready for it to be the weekend, to hang out, and, you know, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, it for me, I can't believe how fast, I guess the word I can use, is how December is pretty much almost gone in 2018. It's just like bye-bye. It's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's been one heck of a crazy ride in 2018. Ready for the new year. for new things.
New year.
Hopefully.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Miss Mandy, you, of course, we're talking wrestling here tonight, and I wanted to ask you the first question here on the show, and I want to ask you something in wrestling, you know, made the Dark Queen interested. Now, as far as that, what was it that really took you in, and you were like, I want to be a wrestling manager?
Well, I actually used to watch it back in the day. My mom was a big rock fan, so I used to watch it back when I was a kid. And then I moved to Florida because, you know, family travels with family. And I ended up re-looking into it around after I graduated high school. And me and my sister were actually just flipping through the channel one day and came across it. And I'm like, oh, wow. And the first person I actually watched, I remember, was it was Daniel Bryan, and he had like this thing. I guess it was with him and CM Punk when they had their storyline going on. I remember watching that, and I'm like, wow, that looks like fun. Like, I remember watching that, and then I remember like years later watching like the women wrestling, and then I was like, wow, this is really, like, I felt like I was there. Even though I was watching it on television, like, I felt like I was there, so I felt the energy from it. And I was just like, this looks like something I could actually be good at. So I ended up looking into it, I ended up, 3 years later, here I am managing, It's actually a lot more funner than being a wrestler, I think, personally. But that's just my opinion.
Well, I mean, like you said, absolutely, because, I mean, I've had numerous guests on the show now, including yourself, which is an honor. It just seems like the business, I mean, the traveling, the hard work you put in the ring, I mean, the brutality you go through in the ring. I mean, I think a lot of fans, including myself, I'm a fan myself, don't know what it takes to be in the business. It's a grind, and I say this like numerous times, much respect to what you guys do. It doesn't matter if you're an in-ring performer, manager, announcer, even the ring crew. I mean, really much respects to you for that.
Yeah, thank you. It's been one crazy ride with the business.
Now, of course, you talked about how, of course, what pretty much brought you in to be a wrestler, a manager, to get into wrestling. Now, when you were, like, watching wrestling, you watched The Rock, Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, were you already, like, right then and there, writing down character ideas and, oh, I want to do this move and be this character? Were you already taking notes right then and there? Or did it take you some time to figure things out?
No, I actually was just watching it, honestly. I didn't really take into, oh, I want to try this or I want to be like that. I just kind of was just watching it, and then, I don't know, every other week that I was watching it, I just grew more and more into just wanting to be a part of it because it looked like fun, and come to find out it's really hard. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, it took me some time, but, I mean, once I started, when I started my training and everything, I kind of knew where I wanted to go and what I wanted and who I wanted to be. But I'm still processing, like trying to still figure out who Mandy Scarlett is. She's a lot of things and she's all over the place, but I'm trying to, still figure out who she needs to be. But everywhere.
Yeah. I really think in wrestling that I think as far as character development and adding more to your character, I think it's just so much creativity out there that you can do. And I think sometimes, I don't know, I mean, I'm just asking you, this is like an out-of-nowhere question. Do you think sometimes, talent, they may be scared to try things because, well, this person did this before and did that. Do you think sometimes that may be in the mind of people in wrestling? Because you don't want to – the last thing you want to do is copy somebody.
Well, everybody copies everybody. I mean, that's one of the things I've learned in the business is everybody takes everything, regardless of who came up with it or who's done it first. Everybody's going to do it. So, I mean, if you take your time building a character – into something unique, go for it. But, I mean, if you want to do, everybody's going to want to spear somebody. That's a lot of people's finishers. Or everybody's going to take some kind of gimmick from another person. It doesn't matter. Everybody's going to take everything. But take your time into building who you want your character to be. If you decide to, hey, I'm gonna take this, then give some kind of credit to the people who have used it, if I'm making any sense.
Nice. No, you're making a lot of sense, and I think like what you're really, I guess, trying to say is that, of course, everybody's gonna copy somebody. It's all well said and done, but I guess like another thing too, you can kind of take a little something from somebody and tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
And, just tweak. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I got you. I definitely understand where you're coming from.
Perks, do what you got to do. But, I mean, be unique about it. Don't
be unique,
be like
exactly.
Everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, and we all know in wrestling, if you have a unique character, I have to say, Miss Mandy, your character, I just love it. It's just like the Dark Queen look, the hair, the blue going on. It's just because you have that look like people, a fantasy, like, oh, man, what's she up to when she's outside of the ring? That sells, and I think, like you just said, when you're unique, I think that would sell tickets, and fans will like you for that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm me, pretty much. Like, that's all to it. Like, I can't even describe me because it's ridiculous. But I just go out there and I'm me most of the time. I'm not really thinking of who I need to be or who I need to impress or, you know, it's just when you're out there, you're in the moment. And that's who I am when I'm in the moment. I'm that person.
And like, hey, I'm sure everybody listening live, Miss Mandy said it best. She is mean. Don't get in her face. You'll get your ass kicked. Hey, just step back and let this lady does what she does best, and that's manage. So that's a fair warning to people listening all over the world here on Between the Ropes Radio. This is your boy Ty Asbury, my live guest tonight from Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling. This Mandy Scarlet is my guest tonight on the show. You want to talk to us? Hey. Ask her some questions, comments, 646-716-5926. Miss Mandy, now, I don't know if it's different with people who maybe they whatever school they went to. Now, for you being a manager, of course, breaking into the business, did you have to get in the ring, take bumps, and, you know, pretty much train in the ring before you move up to that manager capacity?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. I think everybody needs to learn how to take certain bumps. Like, I'm not the best, but I was trained by somebody who had said that they were somebody else when clearly they weren't. But I was trained by a certain wrestler, JB Cool. He taught me down here in Florida. He taught me how to take a couple bumps. Which I'm very grateful for that. I know how to do that. I know how to do certain things. And I'm very grateful. But unfortunately, the school I was at was not a school. It was very unsafe. And me being who I was back then, wanting to get into it, it didn't turn out right. So now some people teach me how to do certain things in the ring when they can, which I'm very thankful for that. But yeah, everybody who, is in the business, like manager, I think that's about it, and wrestlers, they all need to learn how to take bumps because as a manager, at some point in a match, you're going to end up taking something or you're going to end up doing something to interfere, to also help the opponent, your person, pretty much. So, of course, you're going to have to learn how to do certain things. It's the whole point of learning.
Because we all know, too, of course, when you're a manager, whenever you interfere trying to help out your wrestler, you get on those ropes and you got the ref distracted. We all know chances are a manager, they're getting knocked off the ropes. I mean, we all know it's a big thing in wrestling.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, down here, there's refs here, too, that are actually taking bumps in the ring, too, which, I mean, me personally, which I think is cool, but there's some that I don't understand why they need to, but it's the wrestling. Everything is in black-white wrestling, so.
Yeah. Now, the first match you ever managed, this question is definitely, of course, involves adrenaline, being excited just to be there in terms of that you finally made it. You had your first ever match that you managed. Like when you turned around, looked at the fans for that first time, Miss Mandy, what was your first thought?
Honestly, I don't remember because at that moment I didn't think of anything. I was really nervous. I remember right before we went out, I was really nervous. And everybody in the back was like, you got this, you're good, you got this. And when the time came, I went out there, I did my thing. I didn't even think of anything. Like, I had a couple of my good friends there, too, and they were like, you just look like you belonged out there. But I didn't think of anything. I was just doing my thing. I remember my heart pounding. Like, it felt like it was going to come out of my chest because I was so nervous and all the adrenaline and everything. But the longer I was out there, the more I felt calmer. I started to calm down, and then I'm like, okay, I know where I'm at, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So it was pretty crazy.
And I think that's a good thing, too, as far as, I mean, your first time being out around the ring. I mean, either you're a manager, like we talked about, you're a manager or a wrestler that, you know, you're right in the moment. So your friends were there right in the moment. I mean, sometimes some talent may be just, I don't know, still nervous or just, you know, their attention to something else. But, I mean, it's just really a cool feeling to know that people were saying, Mandy, you were like in it, you know, we didn't sense any, you were nervous, you were ready to kick ass. And that's where, you know, like you said, that you belong managing outside of a wrestling ring.
Yeah. Like, even now I still get the same feeling before I go out. Like when I go out there with Jesse Neal, I get the same feeling that I got the very first day I started. It's always the same. And, till this day, I tell him all the time right before we go out, I'm like, I'm nervous. And he tells me, why? You've done this for so long. But, I mean, at some point, everybody gets used to it. I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of people that go out that they're, you know, they're still nervous. They still can't, you know, they still can't grasp it, you know?
Yeah. And you brought up a good point. You said, I mean, after doing it for so long, you still get nervous. Like for me, for the show tonight, I think I haven't done a podcast probably, well, as far as Between the Ropes Radio, probably since Thanksgiving. And, you know, about, you know, we're getting ready to come on, and I was just like, shit. Like, you know, because Thanksgiving, you know, a week ago, it feels like 100 years ago. You know, I was getting a notes ready. I was like, oh, shit, here we go. So, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah,
now, this Mandy, this question is, of course, we talked about 2018 being over with. 2019 is approaching now. This is, like, you don't have to say anything, but now as far as your, you know, cool gimmick that we all love, can we see in 2019 you adding some new flavor to your persona? You know, are you pretty much thirsty to add something new to your character, or is that something for fans to pretty much, and that we always say, to be continued? You can't tell anybody.
Actually, I've been working on some. I've been coming up with some ideas. But I don't want to give them. I don't want to give it away. But I feel that I need to be a darker character, that she needs to be a darker character. And right now, with what's going on, storyline-wise, she'll get there. I don't want to give too much away.
Oh, man. Yeah, never, like I said, never get, like I said, we never.
Yeah, if there are fans that are listening that are part of the Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling, they know what I'm talking about. They know what's going on. And if you don't know what's going on, you guys need to know. I can't even put it in words because it's so much. Storylines for everybody in that show.
Oh, yeah. 2019. As you just heard, Miss Mandy said, 2019 is about to blow up with a big boom. She is adding more to her character. What that will be, we'll have to find out. And for me, honestly, I'm glad I'm not in Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling, so that's good for me because I'm not trying to feel the wrath of that. So everybody, be aware. But fans, come check her out because if she's going to unveil more to her character, even darker, yeah, definitely buy a ticket to see Miss Mandy Scarlett at Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling. Miss Mandy, of course, my next question is, you talked about them earlier, you and Mr. Jesse O'Neill, a dark combination, of course. Now, what can you say as a team? What is y'all's biggest strength?
Biggest strength? Wow, I don't even think we've talked about that. I mean, me and him are just, I mean, we're just one of the same when we're out there. It's just, like, I know, like, I don't even know. We haven't really, like, sat down and actually talked about it, because when it's time to go out there, we know what we're doing. Like, I know what I have to do. He knows what he has to do. But, I mean, I think that us together as a team, I think we do, especially at Atomic, we dominate a lot there, I think. Well, he does. He's the, you know, dog of war, so he's got to dominate everybody there, which he's done a lot.
Well, yeah, because I was writing that question. I was like, this may be a good question. I was like, I'm going to write this down on the side, because it came to me about, like, you know, what between you and, of course, Jesse Neal is what is y'all's biggest strength. And, like that question, it just came to me, so I forgot to ask. But, you know, I would think definitely to the answers, going out there, you know, him just beating people to hell up, winning titles, and just – putting Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling on notice. I mean, pretty much that's how it is in wrestling, just beating people up and winning belts.
Yeah, well, Jesse Neal, he's been doing that there lately. He's right now he's two-time heavyweight champion there. He was also hardcore champion, I believe it was a two-time, and he's right now, he's wanting to go for more, and I don't blame him. So hopefully we'll see where he's going.
Now we talked about, of course, it's definitely well-established promotion, doing their thing for a long time. Of course, I'm talking about Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling. Now, as far as the promotion, what would be the first thing that comes to your mind about it? Like, first thing you think of when somebody mentions to you Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling?
Hardcore.
Boom. Simple.
Because
there you go. Nice.
Because that's what it is, basically. Atomic is, it's not like any other indie show. It's a lot more. I can't even put it in words, because it's so many things. The fans that go there, we have so many dedicated fans that constantly go. Every show, it's more and more people. It's a fun place. It's a very good environment. There's no problems. There's no fighting. I mean, there's fighting in the ring, but there's no, like, craziness there, but the fans that constantly go, that show up every show, even if it's for, like, little things, when we have our crews that we usually go to, and we all get to go and gamble and hang out with the fans, there are people that are so dedicated to this promotion, it's ridiculous. I have never been a part of a promotion that has so many fans that are so dedicated, that are so, what's the word I'm looking for?
Probably, supportive. There we go. Yep. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I got off topic a little bit. but that Atomic, what I think is hardcore, because every wrestler that's wrestled in that ring I can't even figure out what I'm trying to say here, but all the wrestlers, they're really great there. Every one of them, they go through hell and back. They fight like it's nothing. Even like the new wrestlers that are coming in, the names, like we had Tommy Dreamer when he fought Jesse Neal, like that was a crazy match. And Jesse ended up having a feud with Shannon Moore, and they both went through hell and back with each other, and that's something. And just recently, there was a few of the matches that were hardcore, and it was insane. Like, I would have never seen things that happened other than, you know,
yeah. And I think, like you said, Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling being hardcore, I think with a promotion, if your fans keep coming back, they want more, and, of course, they're thirsty, I think you're doing what you should be. I mean, I always think if you're a promotion and you're kind of losing fans, that can be a problem. But I really always believe the saying, just stick to what you do best, and it sounds like, without a doubt to me, that Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling is doing what they do, and that's just like – you know, true dedicated wrestling. I mean, just doing what they do best, and that's just the formula's working. Let's just put it that way.
Atomic is doing everything right.
And that right there, and as far as wrestling today, because people say wrestling, it's kind of like faded out. This and that. I mean, I'm not going to say that because I always believe once you see wrestling in social media on the poster, fans will be there, but I just think, like Miss Mandy said, if it just takes, you know, the promotion to do something right, the fans will continue to come back. And Miss Mandy, of course, we are pretty much about to roll up this interview of Between the Ropes Radio. But two more questions to go. This next one will be, now, from 1 to 10, the chances of Between the Ropes Radio being dark, meaning when Mandy Scarlett comes back, what are the chances of you coming back to Between the Ropes Radio? If you had to look between 1 and 10.
I would say a 10. I would definitely like to come back.
Awesome. Absolutely. I definitely much appreciate it here on the show. Now, of course, for you and Jesse Neal, next year, almost approaching, I pretty much marked this date down. January 11, 2019 is a big day for both of you guys because Extreme Rules, you two have, I guess you could say, a huge challenge. Can you tell listeners about that, the big event coming up January 11, 2019?
At Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling, Jesse Neal versus Sabu with Super Genie. And it's an extreme, but it's for the belt. And, it seems like it's be a pretty crazy start of 2019.
Yeah, it's just like you've probably seen that, you know, with this match, you know, you and Jesse Neal probably like, man, Sabu, kick off 2019. But, you know, that right there I think shows that 2019 has bigger things in store for both of you. I mean, definitely really good luck with that. I mean, I would definitely love to see that match myself. And outside of that, where else can we see you managing Jesse Neal? Where else for wrestling dates?
Well, for me managing, that's about it just for Atomic. But I do travel with him to help him sell his merch and stuff. He actually has another one coming up in February, February 23rd. It's USA Pro Wrestling. He's going to be fighting James Storm for the United States title match. So
you heard
then that
the lady
in Orlando.
Orlando, Florida. Wish I was there. Wish I was down there right now. But of course, Miss Mandy, I had to save this for last. Of course, we talked about, of course, he is one of your biggest inspirations in getting into wrestling. Can you do for us live, can you do your best, if you can, The Rock in impersonation? Do you think you can do one?
Oh, my God. I can't do a good impersonation, but I used to be able to do the Rock eyebrow.
Rock eyebrow.
I'll
take that. I'll definitely take your word for it, but maybe I can try to do one for you. Amen. If you smell it now with Mandy Scarlett is cooking. All right, there we go. All right.
There you go.
Well, tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio, tonight was Thursday because it was Thursday. Thursday night, my guest from Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling, the beautiful and the dark queen, Miss Mandy Scarlett, was my guest tonight. And Miss Mandy, thank you very much for being here on Between the Ropes Radio. It was truly an honor to have you. And, hey, you're always welcome back here on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem, as always. Good luck in January 11th, of course. God bless. Stay safe. And I wish you all the best. And I'll definitely follow you on social media. We all will, because you are the Dark Queen. And God bless.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Oh, you too. You just listened to Between the Ropes Radio with your boy Ty Asbury. No, the return of Between the Ropes Radio. Tonight was Thursday night from Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling. My live guest tonight was Miss Mandy Scarlett. This is your boy Ty Asbury. Have a great, great Thursday night. I'm out. Peace. Oh, yeah. Woo.